We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
On the Falcon Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show, brought to you by Falcon Outfitters, everything from I to Ziggy. Frickers, the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Medical Mutual, official health insurer of the Falcons and you. MedMutual.com. This is the Falcon's Nest Coaches Show. Here is your host, Todd Walker.
For another edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, BGSU men's basketball heading to the Mid-American Conference Tournament this coming week, and we will talk about that with head coach Michael Huger as he joins us on the program. Coach, thanks for taking time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, it's a rather tough end to your season last week for a number of different reasons. For one thing, you ended up not playing your final scheduled game because of some COVID protocols, and prior to that, is about as gut-wrenching a loss that you can have. The home game with Miami, that was compounded with an injury to Justin Turner. So your team has kind of been, unfortunately, having to marinate in the end of that Miami game for over a week, or they will by the time you play again. That can really send you into a spiral. But talk to me how the team has reacted to that game and the aftermath thus far.
We've been good. We've dealt with losing this season, so it's not something that, I don't think that it would affect us. We've been playing well leading up to that point. It's always tough to lose, and you never want to lose a game, but I don't think it's going to affect us and us moving forward. I think we're prepared for the MAC tournament. The guys are excited about the opportunity to go to Cleveland and play in Quicken Loans Arena. I think it is now. I'm not even sure. But, the guys are excited just to have that opportunity, and they know what's at stake. And this is what we fight for all year long, is to get to Cleveland and have that opportunity to represent the MAC and the NCAA.
Just for the record, it's now Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, but we know what it is. We know where it is. We know why we're going and all of that. And you get Akron on Thursday. But another thing to talk about, Coach, the team has to deal with now is clearly Justin's injury is one that, maybe he can play Thursday, maybe he can't. And sometimes that's harder mentally than knowing one way or the other. You certainly have to prepare mentally and strategically for him being there or him not being there. So it adds some stress, doesn't it?
It definitely does. You know, he's day to day right now, and hopefully we can get him back. But we're preparing as if he's not going to play. So that's just how we're prepared. If we have him, it's a plus. But don't want to wait till the last minute and he can't play, and now we're not prepared. So we're preparing to play without him, and the guys are ready to go and, you know, being there for their brethren and just want to go out and win one.
As you reflect on your team's end to the season, you were on a four-game winning streak before the Miami game and had really appeared to gotten back on your horse, so to speak. Did the Miami loss sort of take away some of that momentum, or was the team still playing the way you wanted in that Miami game?
We were playing the way we wanted. I thought we lost the game against Miami, and not more so that they beat us. I mean, it shows on the record that they did beat us, but we gave the game away with mistakes that we made, especially towards the end. We made a lot of careless mistakes, and they took full advantage of it. And, you know, so we did a lot of things that we wanted to do, and we played the way we wanted to play. We gave ourselves a chance to win the game with playing the way we did. We still gave ourselves several chances to win the game, and we just didn't do it. So I don't look at that as something, you know, that's going to affect us. You know, in the games that we've lost, the six in a row, we didn't play, we didn't compete. I thought against Miami we competed, and that's all you could ask of your team. So I think we're still in a good place.
Well, now you look ahead to Thursday. You'll play the final game of the session on Thursday against Akron. I guess before we talk about that, let's sort of set up your schedule. When will you head to Cleveland? I know everything's a little different in this era of the pandemic. So how soon will you go to Cleveland?
The itinerary for us, we practice on Wednesday morning. We'll practice at 8. We'll finish up. We have our testing here, I want to say, right at 11. And then we head out at 3. We leave out at 3, get to Cleveland around 5. And then we have testing over at Cleveland at the hotel. And from there, we'll play the game on Thursday. And I think we have the last game at 6:30.
Gotcha. We're talking with head coach Michael Huger, BGSU men's basketball. We'll play Akron Thursday in the final game of the day. And tip time, of course, will be somewhat dependent on how the first three games go and all of that. But it'll be the final game of the day, certainly in the evening. And, Coach, when you look at scenarios of a conference tournament, I think you've probably been in all different situations there where you go and play the first game, or in this case, you're going to have to wait around all day. So it can be sort of a long day just waiting for everybody to play and seeing how things play out, right?
It definitely can be. You know, it's just something that, you know, we just have to stay the course and not get bored and do our routine as if it's a 7 o'clock game. So we go through our same routines and different things that we do. If we had a morning game, we would go through a certain routine. If it was a 3 o'clock game, we would go through a certain routine. So we've had that throughout the years. And, you know, tonight, you know, wouldn't be any different. We'll just go through our normal routine.
Well, clearly your team has really fallen into a nice routine on the road. Your team's been outstanding away from home this year. Any solace in that as you head to Cleveland, knowing that your team is clearly, despite any of its troubles this year, not had a problem winning when you're on the road, right?
It definitely is a plus. You always feel good about being on the road, and especially when your team are winning the majority of the games on the road. You know, Cleveland is definitely the road for us, but it's also the road for everyone else. So it's definitely foreign territory to everyone, and everyone's excited. Everyone, all 8 teams that are there, feel that they can win a MAC championship. So we just got to see which team is the best at the end.
Well, one of those 8 teams, of course, your opponent Thursday night, Akron, clearly a team that contended for the regular season title, and surely they believe they could win this tournament. And you split with them during the season. When you look at, in your mind, the biggest differences between the loss and the win, What did you do better that allowed you to turn it around and get them the second time?
The second time we competed from start to finish. We were able to compete. We were able to rebound better with those guys. The first game, they had way more energy than we did, especially the last, I would say, 6 minutes of the game. Lauren Jackson took control of the game, and we didn't allow him to take control of this game at the end away. The biggest thing is we got to do a great job of controlling Lauren Jackson, which is always a difficult task. And he's a very good player for a reason. And, you know, they go as he goes. So we just got to do a great job of controlling him and give ourselves a chance to win once again.
Yeah, when you theorize about controlling Jackson, is it more of a thing of keeping him from getting too deep into your defense where he's got multiple options where he can he could score or he could dish to somebody else? Is it a matter of trying to make him score more on the perimeter rather than letting him get inside your defense? What are the keys to sort of corralling him?
It's a little bit of everything. It's not just one thing, because if you give him a steady diet of one thing, then he figures it out, and then he starts to take advantage of that. So the biggest thing is giving him, you know, different looks, throwing different packages his way, trying to mix up the defenses a little bit, how we guard a ball screen with him. You know, but the biggest thing is trying to keep him out of the paint and, you know, not letting him create for everyone else. And that's difficult. It's always difficult to control him. And he's such a good player. So the biggest thing is just try to keep him under control.
Well, Coach, it's been a trying year for a number of different reasons. And your team coming into this tournament, I know there's a lot of uncertainty with Justin and all that, but you're right there, and one of eight teams with a chance and three games to glory, right? That's what you got to think.
Three games to glory. So that's what it is, one game at a time. First up is Akron. I'm very excited about the opportunity just to play in Cleveland and have a chance to go and play for a MAC championship and you know, looking at 1968 every day, hopefully it'll be 2021. So that's what I'm looking for.
Well, Coach, good luck with your preparation and good luck on Thursday.
Thank you very much.
Stay with us. We'll talk BGSU women's basketball with Coach Robin Fralick as they head into their postseason conference tournament as the top seed. That's next on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Located just across the street from the BGSU campus, the Best Western Falcon Plaza is the perfect place to stay while visiting family or cheering on your Falcons. We offer a variety of spacious, newly renovated room types, including whirlpool rooms, family suites, and meeting rooms, each equipped with refrigerators and microwaves for your convenience. Our guests love our free Wi-Fi, fitness center, and breakfast featuring homemade hot breakfast sandwiches and much, much more. For award-winning customer service and cleanliness, visit bestwestern.com or call us today at 419-352-4671.
D. Lee Johnson & Associates is a proud sponsor of MAC Sports and its college athletes, and supporter of community involvement to improve the health and well-being of every resident in the greater Toledo area. Have you or a family member been injured in an accident? Don't let the insurance company tell you you don't have a legitimate claim. It's time to call D. Lee Johnson & Associates. Visit us at www.leejohnsonlegal.com.
Glass City Federal Credit Union is truly working for you. They offer full-service banking, mobile and online convenience, loans for every need, exclusive member benefits, and a team of professionals to assist with all your financial needs. Plus, it's easy to join Glass City. If you live, work, worship, or attend school in Lucas, Wood, Fulton, or Ottawa County, you can be a member.
Glass City Federal Credit Union, we're working for you.
Equal Housing Lender, member National Credit Union Administration.
Get your ice cold Bud Light. Bud Light Seltzer here. Even though you can't go to the game, doesn't mean the game can't be brought to you now here. Just go to BudLight.com/delivery. That's BudLight.com/delivery.
Give me two mangoes.
Coming at you. It's a little short. Ow. Sorry. You know what? I'm just going to walk them over to you.
Whenever there's a game to watch, there's a Bud Light there. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch, Bud Light Beer, and Bud Light Seltzer, IRC Beer, beer in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Talking women's basketball now on the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, and why wouldn't we? They're the MAC champions and heading into the postseason conference tournament as the top seed. We welcome in Coach Robin Fralick to talk about all of that. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's first of all reflect a little bit since the regular season is over, and certainly a season of great accomplishment for you and your team to win the regular season championship and in your third year get the program back to where it has historically has been near or at the top of the conference. Just a bit of a reflection on how it's been turned around here. You had to be just beaming with pride here over the last week or so.
Yeah, you know, I just think a lot of factors have gone into that. And at the foundation of it has just been a consistent process. I think that's the biggest thing that we would circle back to. I think it's been great people. My staff's amazing. You know, they've been all in since day one. And then the kids, it's been a really good collection of maturity and experience. And then, you know, our young kids have obviously come in this year too and really, really helped our program move forward. So a lot of factors, but the process always remains the same, you know, and that doesn't change whatever your record may be, our process and what we expect and what we do daily has stayed consistent.
Take me back early in the season. Was there a point where you sort of got a feeling that this team was going to be a contender? I mean, I'm sure you thought you had a lot of talent coming in and your veterans had made strides and the process was working, but was there a point earlier in the season when, or a game or a moment when something sort of clicked in your mind and said, we could go ahead and run this table here, win this league. Was there a moment like that?
No, there wasn't, you know, honestly, there wasn't. Our biggest focus has just been continuing to improve. And I know as a staff, we felt like we were doing that. And once you get into league play, I think it's a real barometer because our league is so good. There's so much parity and, you know, we've really struggled in league play, my first 2 years here. So no, my brain never went there. I just think I continued to feel encouraged that we were performing consistently better in league play.
Well, consistently better indeed. You were 14-3 in league play until the last game of the year. You fell in overtime, and we'll talk about that. But you look back on this past week at home, you took care of Kent State 82-65 before the Buffalo game. And I guess with Kent State, the first time you played, it came down to a buzzer beater. So the second time around, you really pulled away from them. What was the difference in that level between the first meeting with them at Kent and the second game in Bowling Green?
I thought we had a really good offensive game against Kent in our most recent game. And, you know, they had two starters out. So that's a pretty big difference as well. Two significant players for them weren't playing in that game. But I thought for us, offensively, we had a really good balanced game.
And after you take that win, then you have the final game of the year. And, you know, sometimes the last games of the year mean more to some teams than others, whatever your situation is. Were you going into that game thinking about changing rotations or resting certain players or playing it slightly different at all? Or did you just approach it as if you had to have the game?
Oh, I mean, we approached it like with a competitor's mindset. I mean, we went into the game wanting to win, you know, wanting to finish out conference play strong. So credit to Buffalo. I thought they played really well. And, you know, for us, I thought it was the first time this season that, you know, we didn't have our same zip and energy and effort and the things that have really brought us success. We did not have that in the first half against Buffalo. We looked, you know, a little bit outside of ourselves. So a good teaching moment, a good reminder of what has given us success this year has been effort, consistency, readiness, toughness. And we saw those things in the second half. But Buffalo's too good of a team to only do that for a half.
Yeah, no question about it. And you make a big comeback and get the game to overtime before losing by one. But, you know, sometimes you look at a team like, your team shoots about 74%, I think, at the free throw line. I'm looking at, 74%. And you go 11 of 22. And it always seems to me you can sort of tell when a team isn't all the way maybe focused. They get bad at the free throw line when they're not bad. Was that part of your frustration?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we are a good free throw shooting team. So that was very frustrating. That's, you know, those matter. I remember to start the game, we were 0-for-6 to start, you know, when we were a little bit flat, you know. So, yeah, those were really critical. And those are something that have helped us have success this year, is being able to get points at the free throw line. So that part was disappointing, but it's over. You know, we got to move forward. And over the course of the whole season, we've shot those well. So we want to stay in that mindset.
And, of course, you did make a big comeback in the second half and the fourth quarter in particular to get it to overtime. So it wasn't it was a downer, so to speak, to go into a tournament that you lost the game, but it wasn't a downer in that you just really didn't play well the whole game. You sort of salvaged it at the end. What got you going to get it to overtime?
Oh, our effort increased dramatically. We really picked it up defensively. Offensively, we did a much better job attacking their zone. You know, we actually started executing the things that we had wanted to do from the beginning, but we started finally doing them right. We got a lot of good ball movement. We got a lot of cutters. I thought our kids started playing really assertive and aggressive. You know, even just the way we played flipped. And, we needed to. When you have a big deficit, that's how you get yourselves back into a game. But the reality is that's just how you need to play, period, regardless of the score. But it was our effort in the fourth quarter was outstanding. I mean, it was really outstanding. And I was really, really pleased to see us fight like that.
So now you head into the tournament. BGSU women's basketball, Coach Robin Fralick with us here. They are the number one seed for the upcoming MAC tournament, and you'll be in action on Wednesday. As you look at your team now, just a big picture, the overview, it seems like if you could draw it up heading into a conference tournament, you've got it where you want it. You're the one seed. I think you're overall about as healthy as you probably could reasonably expect to be at this time of year. Your team seems to have confidence and things are flowing well. Am I right on all those things? How do you feel about the team overall here?
Oh, I mean, I feel always this team this year has always made me feel encouraged, you know, throughout the season, coming off wins or losses. They are a great practice team. They're really good teammates to each other. They care about our preparation. But those are things I've seen all year. So those things are always encouraging as a coach. And, you know, you look at the MAC tournament, and I think the parity in our league is unbelievable. So, you know, there's the top eight teams make it, but man, all the top eight teams are really, really good. It's the seeding to me is a little bit irrelevant in our league when we get to this tournament. So a good reminder that, we've got to be really, really prepared and really ready to go.
You know, Coach, one thing, especially the first game of the MAC tournament that I've always thought is those games tend to be duds offensively. When you get in the big arena and you get in the conference tournament, that setting and that sort of pressure, that different feel, teams tend to struggle to score early in the tournament. Talk to me about your defense this year. Your turnover number to the plus is very, very good. You're holding teams below 30% shooting the three. Is this a team that can lean on its defense to win, especially one of those games at the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, almost called it the Q, where you might not be able to shoot so good? Talk to me about your defense.
Well, I sure hope so. You know, I sure hope our defense is something that we've counted on all season. It's something that we keep harping on, working on. It's something our kids really care about, too. I think that's a big part of being an effective defensive team is your kids caring about it and your kids feeling, one, like they can do it, and two, they know it's important. So, that definitely needs to show up. You know, that needs to show up as we head to the MAC tournament.
Coach, before we talk about Eastern Michigan, your matchup on Wednesday, we're recording this just before noon on Monday, as we do the coaches show every Monday. I would presume you guys are going to head over to Cleveland at some point before Wednesday, obviously. Give me your itinerary here, when you'll arrive and that sort of thing.
Yeah, well, we'll practice tomorrow afternoon, and after practice, we'll head up there. So we should be up there Tuesday early evening, And then we have the first game. So we have the 11 a.m. game on Wednesday. And with this particular season, we know COVID has its own protocols. So we'll have testing Wednesday morning. And, you know, then we'll go through our normal sort of pregame routine. And we get the first game of the tournament.
Yeah, 11 a.m. I know this year, because of COVID, many teams have had different tip times during the year. I don't know if you've played a morning game or not that I recall, but 11 a.m. as the number one seed, it's sort of a reward, but it can also be kind of funky timing, right?
I mean, you know, what we always tell our kids is that when it's time to hoop, you hoop. You know, I think real hoopers, I don't care when you play. It could be an 8 a.m. game. It could be 8 p.m. It could be 11 p.m. When it, you know, really tough kids, disciplined kids, when it's time to hoop, they'll show up to hoop. So that's our mindset going into it. We, whatever time it is, whoever our opponent, you know, we need to be ready. We need to be ready to play at a high, high level. And I don't think we should, there should ever be an excuse around the time of day you play. You know, I think if you're a real competitor, you're ready to go when the time is to go.
Winning time. Well, let's talk about what team's going to show up to play you. 8 seed Eastern Michigan. As you said, the league is deep with a lot of good teams. Reflect back on your meetings with them earlier this year and what kind of team they bring in. Just give us the scouting report here.
Yeah, so we played them before Christmas. I mean, obviously the MAC schedule is a little bit different this year with figuring it out during the pandemic. But they are a really good defensive team. You know, I think that's what stands out about them this year. It is what has stood out about them in the past as well. They have a few just really good scorers. They rebound the basketball well. So they're athletic. You know, they're athletic at all spots on the court. So they present a lot of challenges, and they're a really good team.
With that being said, you know, we talked about your defense. So what kind of things do they do offensively that you're going to try to take away here?
Well, they have a really dynamic scorer. You know, she's always a hard matchup. And then they have some really good post play. You know, they play out of their post a lot. They rebound the ball well. So those are things we're going to have to do a good job guarding.
Well, Coach, in a conference tournament setting, of course, you have to be ready to play 3 games in 3 days. So I know it's a busy time for you and your coaching staff to try and prepare for that. Appreciate you taking time for us this morning. Congratulations on your MAC championship, and let's add the tournament championship to it this week.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Up next, we'll visit with hockey coach Ty Eigner as they also head into conference tournament action. BG Hockey will be our focus next on the Falcon Sports Radio Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Bigger than any box score, local sports are a victory for the entire community. Building up leaders, breaking down barriers, connecting generations, teaching integrity, blazing a trail, sparking our economy. That's why Meijer sponsors hundreds of local sports teams throughout the Midwest. From Little League to the big leagues, uniforms to stadiums, Meijer knows when we support the home team, we all win.
Wolslegel Moving Company is Bowling Green State University Athletics' preferred moving and storage company. Professionally moving families and businesses around the corner and across the country since 1931. Wolslegel Moving Company offers temporary, secure, and heated storage options for moving or home remodeling. You can be sure that your items will be handled with care by our team of trusted moving professionals. For more information and a free estimate, visit wolslegelmoving.com or call us at 419-332-3111.
It's always a new day at Wood County Hospital. Depend on us for bright new specialists and expertise, brilliant advancements in oncology and orthopedics, leading-edge technology from radiology to the ER, and a state-of-the-art surgery center that reflects our ongoing commitment to your health. See your hospital in a whole new light. Wood County Hospital. Depend on us.
Think Thayer in Bowling Green.
We're
can you find Fords, Chevys, Toyotas, Scions, Nissans, and Hondas all at one place with the best price guaranteed? Just 8 miles south of Perrysburg at the Thayer Family Dealerships. Stop in and see our brand new Toyota, Chevy, and Honda stores located on Main Street in Bowling Green, or click on ThayerBG.com. Think Thayer,
come on, let's get rolling. Come on, let's get moving. Think Thayer.
Now to shift and talk BGSU hockey. The hockey team heading into the WCHA postseason tournament as the number 3 seed, and as such, they have earned home ice for their playoff series with Northern Michigan. Game 1 is Friday night, Game 2 Saturday night, Game 3, if necessary, would be on Sunday. Those games at 7:07 on Friday and Saturday, and then, if necessary, 5:07 on Sunday. Here to talk about it with us is head coach Ty Agner. Coach, thanks for taking time.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Todd.
Well, let's start with what you did last week, which was you didn't play a game. So I guess it was up to you what you were going to do last week to get ready as the rest of the league finished up. You were off on the final week as it worked out after the Feb 28 game in Huntsville. So talk to me about the past week, what you did, and how you think it helped your team to get ready here.
Well, we took Monday off last week. Getting back late from Huntsville. And so then we practiced Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. We took Friday off and then practiced again on Saturday, took Sunday off, and then we were back on the ice today. So lots of real quality practice, lots of COVID tests, and trying to get our guys rested and fresh, you know, trying to balance the practice time versus the rest time was our focus for last week.
And with that, now you head into the tournament, and fortunately you get to be at home, so you don't have to worry about the travel and what toll that could take on you. And this is a program you've become accustomed to being in this role, being in the, at least in the top four every year to host a playoff series. So this is something you guys have become used to, right? This is sort of old hat.
Yeah, after a one-year hiatus last year where we went on the road and won in Alaska, it's nice to be back home. And the other thing we did this weekend, just because we weren't playing, was scoreboard watch a little bit. You know, there were some games last week that impacted the standings. You know, we knew we were going to finish no lower than third, and we were in second up until the very last league game. And when Lake Superior State was able to beat Ferris State on Saturday, then that sealed our fate. We ended up tying, but they had the tiebreaker. So we watched a little bit of hockey with other teams playing, and then you're right. So us being able to be at home is a big thing. Our guys really enjoy playing here at Slater Family Arena, and we've been able to have some fans in the building, parents and friends and some season ticket holders, which has been nice. And I believe that they're considering, you know, maybe upping that number a little bit this week. So that'll be good. The more people we can get in the building, the better for our guys.
We're talking BGSU hockey with Coach Ty Agner. The Falcons will host Northern Michigan in a best of three playoff series Friday, Saturday, and then Sunday if necessary. And when you look at how your team finished the season, you had that tough stretch where you got swept at Minnesota State and then were swept at home by Lake Superior, but you end the season with three straight wins. So do you feel like maybe you got a little bit of your swagger back there going into that final week where you were off?
I think so. And, you know, part of it is, you know, in a long season, like we have, you know, there's going to be ups and downs and ebbs and flows. And, you know, part of that is who you're playing. Part of it is how healthy are you? You know, this year, part of it is, you know, COVID, are your games on schedule? And so, yeah, so we got our lineup back, for the most part, those last three games. And, you know, we added Will Cullen back. You know, he was suspended for the three of those games, or two of the games that we lost. And so to have Will back was nice, and we're still without Gavin Gould. So we believe our guys are feeling good. Anytime you can win, you feel really good, right? And so when we won the game, the way we won up at Northern Michigan, the guys felt good, and we carried that into the last two games. Even though it wasn't a weekend series; it was a Wednesday, Sunday series with Huntsville. But yeah, our guys are feeling good, and they're excited about the playoffs because. Everything, you know, a lot of the goals we still want to accomplish are still in front of us.
Well, now Northern Michigan, as we said, you played them four times, three wins for you, a tie with a shootout loss, if you want to look at it that way. But the three wins were rather substantial and convincing, 5-1, 6-2, 6-2. So it looks like, other than the one exception, you've had success offensively against Northern Michigan. When you look back on those games where you're scoring 5 and 6 goals, what is it about that matchup that is helping or conducive to your offense?
Well, we played really well the series we had here. Both nights we were able to generate a lot of opportunities offensively, and we got a lot of guys involved in the scoring. And then the kind of a anomaly is the 0-0 tie up there, which both teams played well and both teams had chances. It was just one of those nights where both goaltenders were really good. And then the next night we came back and played really well again. So I think it's just a matter of us being on our game and being sharp and playing up to our ability level. And so our guys should feel comfortable this weekend and knowing that, there won't be any secrets between us and Northern this weekend in terms of how we play. And the fact that we've played four times is just, now we're going to play some more. So there won't be any unknowns, and our guys should feel good about the weekend in terms of being excited and confident in how they're going to play.
And of course, on the flip side, Northern Michigan is, they're probably thinking, we've had enough of this losing to Bowling Green here this year, giving up 4, 5, 6 goals. We got to tighten things up. So you would expect some tweaking there, but really at this point of the season, it's hard to change what you are, isn't it?
Yeah. You and I, and you know this, Todd, from the other sports you cover. This year, there's just a lot of questions with COVID. Are you catching a team as they've been off of quarantine? Are you catching a team that's missing a few guys? I believe Northern has been playing their best hockey the second half of the year when they were able to get through and practice more consistently. They've got, their goaltending got solidified late when they added a kid at Christmas. And they've got some players that have been all league and some players that have done a nice job. So they're going to be excited to play because, again, it is playoff hockey and they probably didn't have the year from a win and loss perspective that they were looking forward to. And now they can start fresh. They press reset and they're going to come down here with the intent that they're going to play really, really well on Friday. And our focus has been to make sure we are doing exactly the same thing, that come Friday at 7:07, the guys on our team that are dressed and playing in that game are more than ready to play.
And of course, the WCHA playoffs, the way it's structured, you have this series, and then the four winners all go to the highest seed remaining and play basically one and done. It becomes sort of a Final Four setting, and you would anticipate that would be at Minnesota State. But regardless, after this series, one and done for the rest of the season. So really now the pressure gets ratcheted up. It's a whole different feel now, isn't it?
Yeah. And we've talked a little bit about that, going down the, we were trying to secure a home ice playoff spot and trying to finish as high as we could. So we, without it being the playoffs, we talked about, hey guys, our playoff mentality and our playoff mode has to kind of start now. Let's, the more we can win going down the stretch, the better spot we put ourselves in. And we've got a older team and our guys have been in the playoffs before, and our guys, have had success in the playoffs. And, last year is a good example. We went on the road and won a series up at Alaska and we're feeling really good about ourselves. And now, we believe that the guys in our room will remember that and remember how disappointed they were when the rug got pulled out from under us, when they canceled, the Final Four for our league. So this is an opportunity that we're fortunate to be able to have and thankful that we've been able to play as many games as we've played. And now we've got to make sure that we hold up our end of the bargain and get ourselves ready to go and feel good about ourselves coming into Friday and hopefully play really, really well and get ourselves to next weekend.
Well, Coach, we certainly hope that that is the case and you get to that Final Four with the WCHA playoffs, and who knows what can happen from there. Certainly thankful for a full season for you guys, and we wish you good luck this weekend and moving forward.
Yeah, thank you very much, Todd, and I appreciate you having me on, and hopefully we'll get a chance to talk next Monday.
And that- That's going to do it for this edition of the Falcons Nest Coaches Show. A reminder, we're back on the air on Thursday night with men's basketball. I think tip time's going to be about 8 o'clock, but we'll see how it plays out. Just pay attention through the week and see if they refine that a little bit. But Falcons play Akron in their opener in the Mid-American Conference Tournament. Until then, this is Todd Walker saying, hi, Ziggy Zumba.
On the Falcons Sports Network, from Learfield IMG College, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show has been brought to you by Thayer Family Dealerships, 5 great franchises, 1 great dealership, and by Wood County Hospital, the official hospital of Bowling Green Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Falcons Sports Network.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.